During the Dloshot Ramban Torah Shem Tmimah, we're up page Kuf Mem Vav Namasad of Kuk edition Chafhein, that edition, whatever it's called, and page Lamed Ches in the Beit Hayayin edition. Umikol Makom Yesh Lipshat Acher BaPasuk. Nonetheless, I have another understanding in this verse that describes how the Egyptian sorcerers could not replicate the plague of the lice. Because I noticed that the verse says that the Egyptian sorcerers tried to produce lice. The verse says that the sorcerers did try using their sorcery to produce lice, and they weren't able to do it. So from the pasuk it seems you'd think that they would know if they're capable of doing it or not. Why were they trying? They didn't know their limitations. If the understanding is the way we understood previously, that their limitations are things that are beyond the size of an adasha, of some kind of bean, anything smaller than that is beyond their capacity. So if that's their limitation, they should have known they cannot produce lice. Why does the pasuk say they tried? They should know if their strengths can gather things that are minuscule or not. Even though this isn't a major question on the understanding of our teachers, because the ones who do this sorcery, they don't say it's an impossibility, they just say it's very, very hard, and you have to use the king of the demons, and it could be that going with my research, he says, my research, talking to sorcerers, has led me to the understanding that it is within their capacity, but it's just very, very hard. And it could be that the Egyptian sorcerers thought they would be successful in doing it. And after they tried, they saw they couldn't. But he says, I think the pshat is differently. What God wanted over here was to take away their powers from this point onward. And that's also what happened with Eliyahu and the prophets of the Baal. They're standing on top of Mount Carmel. Eliyahu tells them, you choose your cow, you choose your heifer, and the force that can reply with fire, that is the force that controls the world. And they spent the morning wailing before their God. They would have never entered this challenge if not that they had a way of producing. Meaning they must have had a way to tap into some forces in nature and make a fire burst out on that altar. It has to be that way. He says, otherwise, why? Why did they agree to enter the challenge with Elio? So he's ignoring our tradition. Our tradition is that the priests had a tunnel dug under their altar, and they had their messenger, Chiel, down there in that tunnel, and he was supposed to light the fire from beneath, and then everyone outside would think, wow, look, our God replied with fire, and God sent the snake and killed Chiel. And then they're standing there wailing, and they don't understand what's keeping Chiel. So that's our tradition, that's what the Talmud says. But he's going with the pshat. He says, pshat is that they wouldn't have entered the challenge if they didn't think they could win. So obviously they thought they could, just like the Egyptian sorcerers thought they could produce lies. But God controls the world, and sometimes he makes it that even forces of nature don't work. So if they thought they could tap into these forces, and ordinarily maybe they could, over here God made it that it wouldn't work. That's what the Egyptian sorcerers said. This is God's finger, God's meddling here. That's why we can't do it. They recognize that God is interfering. And being that the plagues are referred to as God's hand throughout the Torah, so they said in this case, this is the finger of God that's meddling. It's not as big as the plague, but it's God's finger. Because they said, really, it's not as big as a plague, the fact that we can't put together lice on our own. A plague, you have lice covering all of Egypt. That's a big thing. The fact that we, the sorcerers, can't do it, it's not as big a plague. So they called it the finger of God. If Shalis Bolota, we can handle that. It's not like a plague where we can't handle it. Nonetheless, says the Ramban, what was clear to them, and what was clear after the story, was that the master of all, the master of the world, he was the one that was not allowing them to do their sorcery. And that Moshe was really the emissary from God, who is the master of the world. Avram, you want something? Okay.